And I'm in the home of Bessie. What did you say your maiden name was?
Austin. Felix Austin.
Felix Austin. Okay. Now, you were telling me, start, if you don't mind, start out and tell me about when you all bought this property. And.
Oh, you mean tell about Uncle Pam?
Yes.
Earl and I married in 1925. And we never had our son. When he lived here in this little house, this ground belonged to Mr. Clarence Wilson. And then we bought it back from Mr. Clarence Wilson in 1929. And during the time Uncle Penn lived here, he was riding a mule somewhere and it throwed him. And I don't know whether it throwed his hip out of place or not. But my husband came out here one day and it was cool and Uncle Penn didn't have no wood. And I think he went and got Mr. Wilson. And they went and got him some wood. That was after he got hurt. Now, I never did know much about him until he moved here in this little house and Earl and I married. And he'd come out to our house and spent the night with us.
He did?
I don't remember what Earl's daddy was living in. I don't even remember what they talked about. But I know what I cooked.
Well, what did you cook?
Earl, it was late in the fall, and Earl had killed a small hog we had. And you know, when it's warm, you can't keep so much meat. It'll spoil if you understand farm. You know, we'd wait till way up in the winter. So he sold the hams and shoulders, and we kept the sausage and the liver and the side meat. And I'd been over to my mother's and got wine sap apples. And I remember the two things I cooked that night, fried some of that fresh side meat and some of them apples, and had hot biscuits and I don't know what else I had. And the best I remember, Earl's mother wasn't at home that night. She was living too when we married. But far as no one didn't say much about Uncle Penn. And then he went, after he left here, he went over to Mr. Clarence Wilson's and lived with them a while.
He lived in the same house?
No, he just lived in the house with them and boarded. And I think he paid them board now. Them times they wouldn't pay much, but I think you paid some board to them. And he stayed there a while. And I always thought, now I don't know whether that I'm telling it right or not, but I always thought that he would live with Speed and Jeannie a while. That's Rosetta's mother and daddy. But now, I won't tell that for the truth, but I
sure
thought he did. I mm-hmm. thought he lived there. Mm-hmm. But far as me knowing very much about Uncle Penn, I knew he was Charlie and Bill and all the Monroes. Their mother was a sister to him. She was a Vandenberg.
Do you remember her?
No, she died about... my aunt and uncle lived right down here where... Cersei Rayleigh lived, and she talked a lot about, her name was Melissa, and Bill named one of his daughters Melissa. And she died about 2 years. We moved from Old Layton down here at Horton. My stepfather bought a farm over on Vine Hill Road when I was 13. And she just had passed away, I think, about 2 years before that. Before we moved down here, I heard my aunt talk about it, Aunt Lizzie Wilson. She lived down here. She was a sister-in-law to the one that Uncle Penn lived with over across the bottom.
Yes. Did they say why she died? What killed her?
What killed her? I guess I've heard Earl's mother say, but I forgot, but I do know what killed Mr. Monroe, pneumonia fever.
Oh.
Their daddy, he lived till after my son was about a year old. But my husband bought a horse-drawn mowing machine. Did you know? You wouldn't know nothing about none of them.
Well, I know
it
what
was
a drawn
by.
Is.
It was drawn. It was pulled by horses, and there wasn't too many of them. Just a very few then. Of course, in 1925, that's been 66 years ago, and he had a. And Uncle Buck, now that was Birch and Charlie and all of their daddy lived right over on the hill from here. Earl's raised up with him, and he'd get Earl to come cut his hay down. And he said that he never did forget that Malt and Bertie did cook, and Bill would go out, you know, that was the summertime when they had blackberries, and Bill would go out and pick a big bucket of blackberries, and he told Bertha before he died, said, "Bertha, I never did forget the big blackberry pies you made." And he'd hire work hands, you know, and had all that big family too. They'd eat, they'd cook dinner for them all.
Goodness.
Nowadays, you take your lunch with you.
Now that's true.
Because Earl and I stripped a lot of tobacco. We worked awful hard, and we'd strip tobacco, and we never would go to the house and eat. We'd always take our dinner with us. Just take off long enough, maybe about 15 minutes, and we stripped by the hour, and we never did count that. We just tell them we just take off about 15 minutes. But now, Uncle Penn, I can't tell you but very little about him.
Well, when you first remember him, about how old of a person was he then? Was he on up in age or?
Oh, yes, he must have been. He was Miss Monroe, Mr. Monroe's wife's brother. And I don't know whether his wife, her name was Melissa, I don't know whether he was older than she was, but I guess he was younger. And I think at one time he'd been married. Now, I never did hear him. I don't even remember what Earl, my husband, and him talked about that night. But he spent the night with us.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear him play his music?
They said that Bill made a song on Uncle Penn. No, I'd hear him out. Now, I'll tell you one thing. When he lived here, our house was right out here in front of our house right now. And that was what was called the public road. And went in front of this house and went in front of our old place and down the hill. And it's all been done away with. You know, they've done away with so many roads. But late of the night, I could hear Uncle Penn playing out here his fiddle, but I didn't know what he was playing. But I could hear him playing his fiddle. He played the fiddle. And Mr. Clarence Wilson played a banjo. But Earl said when he'd be over to Uncle Buck's, I always called him Uncle Buck Monroe, when he'd be over to cut the grass, he'd always eat dinner with him too. And he said, when they all eat dinner, they'd get their fiddles and banjos out. Now, I think that Birch, one of the other boys, played a banjo. And now, Charlie, I guess, played guitar. Now, I don't remember, but Bill played mandolin. You've heard him saying
that. Yes.
But now, for knowing very much about Uncle Penn's life, I never did.
Well, at the time you knew him, how did he support himself?
No, I don't know. But now, I guess. Now, I don't know if I'm telling this right or not, but I think when Uncle Penn was able to work, he would trade cattle and buy cattle and work, and he always took care of his money, and he had a little money to live on, I guess. Now, I don't suppose he played Peg Clarence Wilson very much to stay over there, but now I know he stayed there a while.
As a boarder.
But I don't know whether he ever stayed over to Uncle Buck's or any or not. I don't know.
Did you know anything about his children?
No, sir. No, sir, and I don't know whether... Did he have children?
Yes, ma'am. As far as we know, he had a daughter and a son. And the son died when he was in his late teens or early 20s. And we really don't know whether the girl's dead or not.
Well, now he might have told all that there at house. But, you know, it's been so long, I forgot. But I don't even remember what they talked about. But I know he spent the night with us. And I know how he said he enjoyed that fresh meat and them fried apples.
I can understand that. What else did you serve with that?
I don't remember.
Biscuits?
I made biscuits because Earl's daddy always loved biscuits, and Earl did too. But he got so he loved cornbread, but Earl's daddy never did like cornbread. He was born and raised in Beaver Dam. And he come up here and married Earl's mother. And they stayed down there about 6 years, I guess. But she never was satisfied down there because her people all lived up in here. Her mother, you know, and she liked to go to her mother's.
If you were going to describe Uncle Penn to me, since I've not seen him,
mm-hmm.
How would you describe him to me from your memory?
He was a tall fella. I remember that he was a tall fella. You know, Charlie Monroe was a tall man.
Was he?
Mm-hmm. And so was Birch, and Speed was too, wasn't he? But now Harry wasn't. You didn't remember Harry.
I don't remember him.
Harry was the oldest boy, and Earl always told me he thought more of Harry than every one of the boys.
He did.
He said he always thought more of Harry. He was raised up with them, but I wasn't.
When you say raised up, do you mean they lived close by each other and grew up together as kids?
Earl lived on this farm, and Monroe's right across over there, and that wasn't anything. They went to Rosine to church together and sang. The Monroe boys, I think they'd have services and sing up there, and Earl had two sisters. The oldest one was Bessie, and the second one was Corrine, and they're both dead. And they'd go up there to church, and they'd have singing. And the churches would be full of people years ago, because you didn't have no other place to go. You didn't have no cars. The roads was dirt roads.
So the Monroes sang and played in church. Did Uncle Penn?
No, they didn't. They didn't. They sang, but now I don't know whether they ever played any of their music up there at Rosine. I wouldn't say that.
In other words, growing up, they went to church and sang.
Yeah, they'd go to church and sing, and, you know, sing. And there'd be a great big bunch in the choir, you know, singing. And they went to church a lot, Maud and Berthy.
Which church did they go to?
They was Methodists, but they went to both churches, but they were Methodists. All the Monroes were Methodists as far as I ever knowed.
What about Uncle Penn? Was he?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I don't even know where he come from. But now he was a tall fella. And he was very fair size.
Was he stocky or slim?
Just average person.
Did his hair curl, or was it kinky, or was it
no,
straight?
No, I don't remember.
Did
that.
He wear a hat?
Yeah, he wore his hat all the time. My hair is natural.
It's pretty. As one who has straight hair, I admire those who don't.
You like Bertha's shoulder, the one who used to cut my hair. I had red long curls when I was little. And Bertha said if you anything in the world that she would be, you know, the grudge would be somebody with pretty hair. Because she didn't have hair very pretty. But she cut my hair all the time.
Well, did you cook for Uncle Penn very much?
No. He didn't. I don't remember cooking and sending anything out here, but I guess I did. But I won't recall any of it. But Earl just asked him to come out and stay all night with us. And he did. And Earl's mother, I guess, she must have been out north with the girls. She'd go up there and stay 4, 5, 6 weeks at a time. And Earl's daddy would stay with us because we always lived in a house together.
When you were here in his house was here. Am I understanding?
Well, now this house belonged to Clarence Wells.
Yes.
But he stayed here in this house. And it was a one-room log house.
You've added on to it?
No, we tore that
one. Oh, you tore that one down.
We tore that down. We tore our old house and moved it and built this out here in, James Douglas. I'll have to figure. James Douglas is 64 and he was 12 years old. That would make it about 52 years since we built this house.
So that house was a one-room?
Just a one-room log house, and I'll tell you who built that. When Earl's daddy and mammy first sold it, they sold it to her half-aunt, Aunt Julia Schroeder, and they built that little house and lived here several years themselves. And then Mr. Clarence Wilson bought it from them. And then we bought it back. The deed was made about 4 days before Mildred was born, my daughter, and she was born 6th day of March in 1929. That's when this deed was made.
So after the deed was made and this was your property?
We tore that little old house
down.
And
you tore that down. Now, after you did that, when did Uncle Penn eat with you? Was that about the time
No, he ate with us before my son was born. He's 2 years older than the girl. I guess that was he ate with us in 1926. We married in 25. And I was pregnant, though, when he come out there and eat with us. With James Thomas. We was married 2 years in February, and he was born 23rd of March. That's his picture over there.
Yes.
I don't know too much about Uncle Penn.
Do you remember anything about his coloring? Was he real light or was he darker or have a lot of beard?
No, he never wore no beard. Best I remember, sometimes he'd wear a little mustache. But now he didn't wear no beard. No.
Did he keep his hair cut short, or was it long?
Just average, just like the men would wear it then.
What kind of clothes did he wear?
Just good everyday clothes. He had good everyday clothes all the time. I ever seen him, he had on good just everyday clothes. Just like he's got on. It'd be overhauled pants and shirt.
Was he wobbling on his leg when you knew?
He didn't walk on that leg very much. I don't remember how. Dr. Willis come out here, and Earl was out here, and he thought it was out of place. He pulled on that leg, and I don't know whether he ever got back in place or what now. I don't know whether it ever went back or not.
And he was.
But I can't understand why Rosetta, she's a great big girl. Wait a minute. Rosetta ain't as old as change thoughts. She may not remember nothing much about
it. Do you think one of her, are there some older ones who might?
Well, Bertha ought to remember all about it. She's the same age as me. She claims to be a year younger than I am. We're right together.
I think she told me she was 82.
Well,
I'm not sure about that.
Well, I'm 84, older? And there wasn't over a year's difference in me and her. We've talked a lot of times. She looks awful bad. Have you seen her?
Yes, I was over there the other day.
And then she won't talk about
it? Well, she wants to get it cleared with Bill. She doesn't want to say something that Bill won't like. That's what she told me. So she knows a lot about him. She said she did.
Well, they know all about him because he was their uncle. But now I don't know whether he ever lived over there in here or not. You don't remember nothing about him. I've got, Earl's got a distant cousin. See, Earl's daddy was raised at Beaver Dam. And he had two uncles down there, and one of them girls, his mother was an Austin. Well, Uncle had Austin raised her, and she was a niece. And it's her daughter, and she calls me every once in a while. And Earl's mother always talked a lot about the Austins when she lived down there. And she said I had the best remembrance of anybody she's ever met.
Well, that's good. Well, let's talk a little bit about you. You were born in this area?
I was born at, you know where Old Layton's at? High County?
No.
Old Layton? It's right close to the Grayson County line.
Oh, all right.
I was born there. I lived there till I was 13 years old. And my daddy died when there were seven of us. The baby was 16 years old, 16 months old when she died. And then my mother stayed single about 2 years and married again. And then he bought this place over here, my stepdaddy did. And moved down here when I was about 13.
So your, what was your father's name?
James Thomas Austin, James Thomas Felix.
And your mother's name?
Cordy St. Clair.
Was St. Clair her maiden name?
Mm-hmm. She was a St. Clair.
And?
My uncle, the old Felix place, the Grayson County, and a high county line run through that farm.
My goodness.
He paid part of his taxes in Litchfield, part of it at Hartford.
What's your date of birth?
My date?
Yes, ma'am.
20th day of March. I was born in 1907.
Then you went to school?
I went to school at White Oak. A little country school was White Oak till we moved down here, and then I went to Vine Hill. I never did go to high school.
I was fixing to ask you, what grade did you go to?
Eighth. I never did go to high school.
How old were you when you married?
18. And Earl was 24 and a half. We had a happy life together. He can tell you about Earl and me. We was always happy, wasn't he?
Yeah, all the time I ever seen.
He's been gone 6 years, June the 26th. This coming June, he's been gone 6 years.
What kind of heritage do you come from? Are you Scotch or Irish or?
Well, now, I was always told by my grandmother's sister. My grandmother Felix was a Thompson and married a Felix. And she lived down in this country, Aunt Meg did, and She had, Aunt Meg was really a smart person. She could just talk on anything she wanted to talk about. All the Monroes thought Aunt Meg was a grand person. She married a Hamlin. She was Thompson married a Hamlin. And Aunt Meg had a girl named Henrianus, and one named Maggie, one named Ruth. And Henrianus told me one day that my daddy's people were German descent. And I've always heard that my mother's descent was French. And another person told me that my name was either German or Belgian, so I don't know. So I don't know what we was.
And when your mother remarried?
She married a Murphy, and he was Irish descent. Next time she married a Stone. The second marriage, I think he lived, he died in, I forgot what year they married in, let's see. But he died in 1944. And she married another man. Next time she married a man 9 years younger than she was. First one was 18 years older. And don't you know she outlived that last one 15 years?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, he had emphysema.
Oh.
And the first one died with hardening of the arteries. But my mother never smoked nor never drank.
Makes a difference.
And somebody's talking about me not showing my age. And I said, no, I never did drink nor I never did smoke.
Did your dad work in the coal mines?
No. No, my daddy worked on a farm with his daddy and all them, and then he was on a farm when he died.
Did they own the farm, or were they working for someone
no,
else?
No, they owned the farm. They bought it.
And what kind of work did your husband do?
Well, sir, he done so much. That I'm ashamed to tell you.
Oh, no. Couldn't be that bad.
Well, he worked too hard.
Oh.
He had tried to run this farm, and then he shot horses. And they would call him and tell him what kind of shoes he wanted in later years, because he owned his own truck. And he would fix them shoes and go to that farm and take his anvil and straighten them up. And he shot them over on 60. He shot them in Greenville. He's went to Edwardson County. He'd had them to come here from Tell City, Indiana.
My goodness, he must have been good.
And they were a man in Central City or down in there that logged all the time. And Earl shot his horses, and he lost Earl's phone number. We had a phone. Then Earl said, if they ever come through here with phones, we'll do something to eat to have a telephone. Because he thought it would be help to him, you know. And that man told the operator, said, I need a man to come to shoe my horses. And he lives up around Beaver Dam. And I just wonder if you could get a hold of him. And the first pop she come in, she got in here and got Earl. Now, how she done that, I don't know. Unless he explained it enough to her that she would know. Yeah, he went over on 60 and shot. Did you ever know them Potts that lives over in there?
No.
His wife worked in the hospital over the babies. But she's retired for now.
I'm going to turn this tape over. We're almost out.
Well, ain't nothing that I can tell. and her and her husband's both still living.
My goodness.
66 years.
Hmm. How did your husband get to know Uncle Penn? Just from...
Well, just, you know, just coming here in the neighborhood. He always did. Mr. Clarence Wilson, a lot of us, Mr. Wilson knowed him all his life, probably.
Hmm. Well, since he, didn't you tell me he grew up with the Monroes?
No, I'll husband? Tell you somebody you might go to and find out a whole lot about Uncle Penn. I don't know their address, but I can give you somebody's name that does know it.
Oh, good.
And she is 3 years younger than I am. And that's Clarence Wilson's daughter, Flossie, that married a Hines. And she lived over on that hill for a year. And she's a great big girl when Uncle Penn boarded with them.
Oh, that would be good. Do you know her, Henry?
Not real well, I think.
You know Wade Hines,
yeah,
right?
I know her. Just when I see her, that's
how. Well, she lived over here till after Wade died. See, her Clarence was her daddy, and he bought out of Mr. Andy Monroe's place, and he gave Flossie that place over here. And she had two daughters, Pauline and Hildred. Pauline lives in Bowling Green. That's where Flossie went to because she wasn't able to stay over here. But now, there ain't no telling what Flossie could tell you about Uncle Penn.
And you think she's in Bowling Green?
Yes, she lives over there with her daughter.
Well, I'll drive over there and talk to her if we can track her down.
Well, turn this thing off, and
all right.
I'll give you the...